Rod Hightower on electric aircraft, NextGen in GA, and Cirrus in China. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. In yesterday's special feature, ANN editor Tom Patton started a conversation with Rod Hightower, president of the Experimental Aircraft Association. The occasion was Rod's grassroots tour of the Southeast U.S., in which he spoke with EAAers at the chapter level about the state of general aviation. We'll hear the rest of that conversation today.
Let's talk first of all about some of the alternative energy things that are coming along. I know that you've got a lot of the electric symposium planned again at AirVenture. What is the future of alternative fuels? We hear a lot about it in the airline world. What about for GA?
What's going to change the fuel situation is going to be technology. Whether it's the technology and how the fuel is consumed to generate propulsion systems for aircraft, probably there to start with, or the technology of actually having a fuel, whether it's electrons or whether it's petroleum-based, to propel that power plant in the future. Technology is going to show us the way there. But there are some very key things to remember about the current petroleum situation. It's getting more expensive, I can assure you. But also, we have a bit of a challenge here. We know that one day, lead will be gone from our aviation fuel supply. Thank goodness the folks at the EPA have been sensible, fair, and reasonable, and very thoughtful about not regulating that out without a practical solution. And thanks to the FAA, who has said this is clearly a national safety concern if you do impose environmental regulation that is impractical and unachievable. So now you have two very sensible organizations doing the right thing. We don't have an immediate crisis for lead in our aviation fuel. The supply looks robust. It looks like we're going to be able to continue as we are. Might pay a higher price for it as we move forward, Tom, and everybody. But the key is, it's not going to go away in the short term. We've got time to deal with it, and we all are dealing with it.
I promise you I wrote down this question before it was asked at the forum tonight, but talk a little bit about NextGen and how that is going to be have an effect on the GA pilot.
NextGen is huge. I think it's bigger than most people appreciate or even understand today, and I think its economic impact is going to be felt by the aviation community, and unfortunately, I think it's going to be a costly one for us all. You know, fundamentally, you're changing a substantial part of the ground-based infrastructure that today is government-sponsored or government-maintained or paid for, with tax dollars spread fairly. Tomorrow, that equipment is going to be in your aircraft. So from an equipage standpoint, that equipment is going to be in your airplane, and we're going to be bearing a pretty substantial part of the percentage of the cost of that aviation, national aviation infrastructure. There are benefits long term. So in broad support, we are in support of NextGen. It's going to do good things, both environmentally. It has a positive environmental impact. You reduce carbon emissions and carbon footprint with more efficient routing, closer spacing, dividing airports out so that airspace issues in one can be managed to the needs of that airport. You know, Kennedy, LaGuardia, Teterboro come to mind. That's a wonderful thing. So there's a long-term benefit. Short-term and actually into the mandate time frame looks a little kind of confusing right now and maybe even a little expensive for the general aviation pilot who might be flying an airplane with a very basic panel or certainly even those airplanes with no electrical systems, which is a substantial part of the fleet. You know, G1000 glass cockpit airplanes are not a substantial part of the fleet yet. So there's some time that's going to be required for that to work. But ADS-B out is upon us with a mandate. It's going to be expensive in the short term. We're looking and hoping the industry steps up and offers and brings to us pilots and aircraft owners a lower cost solution that works.
Where do you see EAA in the next 5 years and then 10 years out?
Well, first of all, my five-year window is fairly well defined in terms of what we're going to do with their strategy, of which I shared a lot of that in the grassroots tour with folks today. But I think the highlights are this. EAA membership is continuing to grow. We're netting about 115 new members a week. 16% of our membership are non-pilots, and by the way, that number seems to be growing nicely. That's a wonderful thing. I also think that there's an important dynamic that all aviators now recognize. They recognize that there is a need to create the next generation of aviator. We do need pilots to sustain the interest and level of activity in the sport GA world, as well as the business world. We have some very fast-growing parts of the world economically, and aviation always follows economic prosperity. China, South America, growing very nicely. There's only 8,000 licensed pilots in China. There's a significant need and a draw for pilots as that aviation economy expands there and air transportation really takes hold in places like China and South America. So I think aviation is going to be alive and well for a long, long time, but in the next 5 years, we've got to address that creation of the next generation of pilots. So the five-year time frame for us, we're going to focus a lot on creating the next generation of pilots, continuing the advocacy efforts in Washington to not only protect our right to fly, but grow our freedoms, and also spend a tremendous amount of our time and energy in educating youth. That's a key tenet of the EAA, something we've always done, continue to do. And home building, by the way, one of the brightest spots in there, it continues to grow nicely.
In a moment, is the acquisition of Cirrus by Chinese interests good news or bad news? You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. ANN editor Tom Patton is finishing up a conversation with EAA President Rod Hightower.
Speaking of China, do you see the things of the proposed sale of Cirrus to COMAC in China as being a good thing, a bad thing, an indifferent thing? How does that affect the general aviation community?
You know, a lot of Americans are watching the world go global. The global economy is in full swing. There's no question in my mind that it's going to be good for Cirrus, and it's going to be good for Cirrus owners, for that company to not only thrive financially, to stay in business, to support those airframes and the parts associated with keeping them flying, but also to develop and design the next generation of Cirrus aircraft and products. So I think from a Cirrus owner and operator perspective, I think it's a good thing. Do I think it's going to be a huge benefit to China as a nation? Absolutely. China is well known for going out and acquiring the technology that they don't have in country, and they save themselves a lot of time and steep learning curves by acquiring it instead of developing it internally. Do I think it's going to be a wonderful thing overall long term? I think it's going to be a good thing overall long term, and I hope those American jobs are protected and treasured by the new ownership of that organization. The economy of this country depends so much on work being held here, and that's critical.
One thing more, this Air Venture will be Tom Poborazny's last as chairman. Are you ready for that transition?
I don't think anybody's quite ready for Air Venture, to be honest with you. Tom has just been a tremendous asset. And this year, I'm kind of the sorcerer's apprentice. You know, this is my year to watch and to learn and to see how Air Venture really works. It's a big machine with a lot of moving pieces and parts. And Tom has spent just a tremendous amount of time educating me on how it works and who does what, and how these things come together to put on and to successfully achieve the world's greatest aviation celebration. And I can tell you from a longtime member's perspective, I'm surprised at how the scale of this thing is enormous, but the complexity of it is also enormous.
Rod Hightower, President and CEO of EAA, thanks very much for talking with us on Aero News.
Thank you, Tom.
Rod Hightower is the president of the Experimental Aircraft Association. Find out more at EAA.org. Tom Patton is the editor of ANN. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.